quick shout out to Megan and her friend Lanny before I start this. I have a lot of problems when I know, okay, I've got to do this thing later in the day. I feel paralyzed. I can't do any of the smaller stupid tasks that I've got to do before then and this other thing. All my effort is focused on point A to point B, which is this thing. Even if I've got to just turn up early and hang around that thing, I can't think. It's kind of ridiculous. I'm not that relaxed. I'm not that zen. I'm not in flow state, or I'm very rigid with my pathways. I've got train tracks and I can't veer off them, or I've got this expectation and outcome where I have to be somewhere and this thing has to be fulfilled, and I've got to do it no matter what. And if that doesn't happen, I feel nuts. I feel like I'm a car crash inside. It's ridiculous. A mini crisis inside my head while pretending to look extremely relaxed on the outside. Nothing else in the world can happen until that's done, and I can't even see past it. I don't even know what's going on the other side of that stupid task. Yet, when it comes to creativity, I'll start writing without a destination in mind, and I'll just see where it goes. I'm just wandering around. I'm going on an adventure. I'll let things happen. And for me, I find that really easy. So there's this weird thing in actual life where I'm doing bullshit things that I'm not interested in, where I feel like I've got to stick to these train tracks. And yet, when it comes to creativity, it's an adventure for me. With writing, I've always felt like as long as I'm not pushing myself into write, I've got to write something short and pithy. That's when I'm stuck and I'm hamstrung. But if I'm writing about something else and then something short and pithy and interesting comes as a result of that, then that's when the good shit happens. As soon as I limit myself in my mind, I've got to do this certain thing, I'm fucked. I feel like I'm better at writing when it comes to this kind of mentality rather than painting. Painting, I often have, it has to look like this. I've got a quality control tester in my mind, and it has to at least pass this weird vibe check in my mind, and otherwise it's shit. And that's, I guess, yeah, with painting, I'm always frustrated while I'm painting, yet when I'm writing, I'm not. I just don't care as much. It's, I'll just see what happens, and most of it's rubbish anyway. And I'll almost know straight away if something's good with writing. But with painting, for some reason, I don't know if it's good. I almost need a break from it for another day, and then I kind of know what's going on, or if it was worth anything, because I've let go of what I think it should be, because I've had a sleep on it. Whereas writing, I'm almost letting go almost all the time. But I found that interesting with writing. Like, you write one sentence that's true, and then you let that sentence write the next sentence, and all of a sudden the sentences are writing themselves. It's a weird perpetual motion machine of writing. Yeah, it's just one sentence leads to another. Sometimes I've got to take a step back and go, oh, that doesn't feel right. It feels like a Geiger counter. Feels like each sentence is a footstep, and I don't know where it's going. I don't know the destination, but I've got this little Geiger counter in my heart and mind connected up, and I can just tell if I'm hovering over gold. I'll just keep going, and as soon as I've collected enough of these true sentences one after the other, they have a weird cumulative effect. That just the whole read all at once. Sometimes I've got to go back and read from the start. And I'll trace the footsteps / sentences from the start to the end, or 10 sentences that I might have written in a row. And then I read them all at once in one go, and they're bigger than the sum of their parts. And that always thrills me. But yeah, going back to how life is supposed to be in my head versus how it actually is, I can never deal with it. I can't deal with it. I'm not as good. So as an artist, I'm an adventurer. As a person who's living in this world, I'm always frustrated. It frustrates me. I wish I could treat... That's why I hear when people say, oh, that person doesn't write poems, he is the poem, or she is the poem. And I'm not a poem at all. I'm a just a fucking brick stuck to the ground that can't be budged. But maybe I need that. Maybe I need that extreme rigidity in life to be able to do the craziness. It almost feels like a cliche saying that. I've kind of heard that said millions of times before by different people. But it is kind of true. But yeah, creativity is kind of like a sailboat. And you've got to put your sail up and then use the wind. And you don't know what island, what land, where you're going to land. Or if you will, maybe you're just stuck out there. That's always a fucking scary feeling. I'm always after a high. It's kind of almost like a drug addiction. I always want to hit land. I always want to find X marks the spot with those sentences that lead one after the other. So I read them all through and they feel like I've hit gold. So I feel like almost like a fucking junkie sometimes with my wanting to constantly find good ideas. So at the moment, I'm actually trying to take not a break, but I'm trying to absorb more stuff from life. And I can only do so much by reading other people's books. I know I've got to live it. And I've been in the same place for 3 years geographically. And I've been walking in the same circles, doing the same things. And I can feel my brain starting to go, you've mined the shit out of this place, this area. If you keep doing it, you are going to be stuck in a rut in your head. I've heard that, well, not I've heard, I've felt it. Like if I can have a thought in the street 10 years ago, and that thought, when I walk back through that place in the street, will remain there 10 years later, and it will flash back into my head. We plant thoughts and shit in our geographical locations. So I can feel how unfertile the soil is in the geography where I live. And I feel like the soil needs to be turned. I need to change it. I need almost new places to plant new wild things and see what happens. I sat by the train tracks for 10 years at night writing stuff. And really, it should have just been 3 or 4 years at the most. But I knew it was such a beautiful place that I thought I can just keep getting beautiful stuff out of this area. But I killed it. I overstayed. It was a beautiful hidden little place in public in the bushes by the train tracks at night, where I just read and wrote poetry and watched trains and watched the moon and possums and stuff and foxes in the winter. But I killed it, and I was there for too long, and it should have been 3 or 4 years. And with that weird lesson, I feel like I've been here 3 or 4 years now, where I currently am, and instead of trying to mine this place for another 10 years, it's time to move on. But anyway, I've completely gone off the train tracks of what I was talking about, which was you just got to let painting or writing guide you to where it wants to go. It almost feels like you've been able to step outside yourself. You've been able to get out of the way of yourself and let the words say what they need to say. I've heard other writers say, I just need a few characters. I need to know what the characters are. Then they come alive, all of themselves. And they're disappointed when they finish writing those characters and finding out their adventures. And it's a beautiful thing to let go of that expectation of where things are going to go and that plan of what's going on. It feels very separate from the real world, especially like you go to a job in a job interview and they go, where do you see yourself in 5 years or 10 years? As a creative person, that's the opposite of what you should be doing. So creativity and the real world, in inverted commas, they're so in opposition to each other, it's ridiculous. So yeah, it's if you're struggling through a 9-to-5 job and doing creativity, everything has to have the expectation of an outcome. But with creativity, you can't. You've got to do the opposite, and that's when the beautiful outcomes happen. I love how creativity rewards counterintuitive thinking. And it is trying to live a life of trying to living the real world and the imagination are so in adversity. I don't know. They hate each other, and that, yeah. Anyway, if you'd like to leave a review for this podcast on Spotify or Apple, that'd be amazing. In the little star review rating system thingy. Ta-da.